From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkison. A cybersecurity audit is underway at the Orchard Farm School District in St. Charles County, the last in a series of such reviews at five K-12 school districts across Missouri. State Auditor Nicole Galloway says her office is examining how schools detect and respond to cybersecurity breaches and how they protect student information.
One of the schools that we selected, Park Hill School District in Platte County, did have a cybersecurity breach back in 2014 that impacted about 10,000 faculty, staff, and students.
Park Hill's cybersecurity audit is still ongoing, as is one at Cape Girardeau schools. Galloway says recent audits at Boonville and Waynesville school districts showed a need to improve incident response and planning, as well as increasing security training and keeping a closer eye on tech vendors. A three-judge Missouri Court of Appeals panel says a judge correctly dismissed a lawsuit that sought an independent probe of a prosecutor's handling of grand jury proceedings in the Ferguson police shooting of Michael Brown. The panel in St. Louis ruled last week that a St. Louis County judge was well within his discretion in deciding not to appoint a special prosecutor to scrutinize the actions of County Prosecutor Robert McCulloch. Several activists sued for an outside review of McCulloch's handling of the grand jury that cleared Darren Wilson in Brown's death. Former Arkansas governor and recent presidential hopeful Mike Huckabee is now working to persuade voters in Missouri by endorsing Republican Secretary of State candidate Jay Ashcroft. Speaking on Thursday at the Ashcroft Family Farm near Willard, Huckabee said Ashcroft embodies the public service spirit exhibited by his father, former Missouri governor and U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft.
This is one of those cases where, the fruit didn't fall far from the tree. And Jay is representing not just the Ashcroft family, but the integrity of bringing public service back to where it ought to be.
Ashcroft says if elected, his goal is to protect the votes of the public. Last year, he filed an initiative petition to place voter ID on the ballot, but did not submit it after the bill passed the General Assembly. Ashcroft's primary challenger, Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit, was his chamber's handler of the photo ID bill. The United States Environmental Protection Agency held its only public hearing on Thursday in Kansas City, Missouri, on the plan to boost the levels of biofuels next year and biomass-based diesel levels for 2018. Next year's target of 18.8 billion gallons of renewable fuels is less than the 24 billion gallon threshold set in the 2007 Renewable Fuels Law. Ethanol advocates, largely in farming states, testified the target is too low. Oil companies countered that the market, not the government, should determine how much ethanol is blended into gas. I'm Tyler Adkison, KBIA News.